Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent John Cothran. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Doing very good.
Well, it is a pleasure to chat with you, John, and we've got good stuff to talk about. Very timely, of course. And what we want to cover today with you is maybe a basic plan for winter rising beef cows. And I mean, winter is here. It's the time. So start us out with something good, John.
I think one of the most important things farmers should look at would be to analyze what they're feeding, maybe their hay or their silage and anything like that. And anybody at the Cooperative Extension Service in any of the counties that's listening can help the farmers do that.
Now, that is to make sure that the cattle or cows are getting the right amount of protein and different minerals, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And we can send that off to the state lab in Raleigh, and they'll analyze the samples and send back exactly what those samples have in there.
And then make suggestions based on that, whether what you need to supplement it with, I guess.
That's correct, yes. Okay.
How about making sure we've got enough hay, obviously?
Yeah, hay has been kind of scarce this year, mm-hmm. and I think with the weather in November and December, it's kind of helped that just a little bit. But we'll make sure, you know, when our forage runs out, our grass runs out in the pasture, that we kind of keep hay or the silage or whatever we're doing, need to keep that for the cows available to them at all times.
There is something that I think we've talked about in the past, and I need some clarification on it, John. When you talk about recording the body condition, scoring the cows, as it were, how does that work?
Well, we encourage a lot of farmers or producers to body condition their cows, and it's on a scale from 1 to 9. Of course, 1 would be the thinnest animals, and 9 would be the larger animals that have a lot of fat on them.
You obviously got to make sure that you've got plenty of feed on hand, and you can determine that based, I guess, on the number of cattle on the farm in general. Obviously, you got to take those scores into mind, I guess.
Yes, that's right. And so, and once again, any extension agent can help and help you determine kind of a feeding plan to make sure you do have adequate forage for the cows for the winter, you know.
Our guest is John Cothran. John's with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about that winterizing the beef cow, your plan for that. Here's something I want to talk about too, John, separating the cattle, like the heifers, the thin cows, the old cows. How do you do that, and what's the purpose for that?
A lot of times the requirements for different animals, like for heifers, is different from an older cow. And so it's good a lot of times to separate those animals and keep them together. That way we can make sure they're getting the adequate nutrition that they need.
So you would, as you separate them, I guess you would be more specific with the way you feed each group, right?
Correct. Okay. And that is kind of hard a lot of times for mm-hmm. farmers to separate them. But if they do have a separate paddock, it would be nice to move those heifers or first calving heifers or the second calf into a different group. That way we can provide, a lot of times they need a little more nutrition.
Is this the time of year, John, to cull the herd to some degree? Is this the right time?
I think any time's a good time. You know, the mm-hmm. Cattle prices are high right now, and so I encourage people that, you know, they shouldn't have old cows, or they shouldn't have cattle that are misunderstood, or we call them crazy cows, to get anybody hurt. So the cattle prices are too high for that.
Okay. So if you've got cows that are older or maybe have some issues, the best thing to do is to cull them now, and that saves you money in the long run, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have to feed them through the winter also.
How about rationing as calving season approaches?
Yeah, a lot of people are already in calving season and having calves right now. You know, of course, the nutritional requirements for a cow does increase with lactation during the calving season, so we need to pay close attention to that and make sure we're providing extra nutrition to those cows.
John Cothran is our guest. John is Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Agent, and we're talking about the basic plan for winterizing your beef cows, and cover a lot of territory. How about the mineral requirements? How do we get to that, and how do we know what it is?
Yeah, we encourage farmers to producers to keep minerals out year-round, and most of the time they require different minerals different times of the year, and you know, they can call the extension office and we can help them with that. Along with the minerals, we also want to make sure we, you know, a lot of times provide shelter from the wet or the cold during the winter.
Well, that's one of the things. I was on a trip back from Tennessee over the weekend, and it was raining and cold, and I see all the cattle out in the pasture, and I wonder if there's a place for them to go. I guess in mild weather it's not a big deal for them, but when it gets really cold or there's snow, they do need shelter, don't they?
Correct, yeah, and they actually burn more energy reserves during that time because they're trying to stay warm also. So, you know, we'll kind of keep them in mind too, to keep them, you know, maybe some shelter, you know, or maybe some trees to get under or something like that.
And it's important to know that they burn more energy because they need more food then, right?
That's correct.
All right. So there's a lot of things to think about, and you mentioned that, of course, they can call any extension office. What's your number, John, there they can call if they have questions about what we've talked about today?
Our number here in my office is 651-7330.
Terrific. John Cothran with Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. All the great information, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, sir.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.